Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's bring the fellas in here. Let's bring the fellas in here. We got an early here podcast today. Look at the boys, nice and early. 2 minutes early to the podcast here. Ladies and gentlemen, clap it on up.
I gotta say right now, this may be the most prompt entry and go we've had in a long time. No technical issues, no timing miscommunications. Very good. First and foremost, Bob, we'd be remiss. Cat's out of the bag. Big congratulations to Joey D.
Yeah, I was going to go right in. No. I mean, we were going to go right into it. We got ourselves an engaged Joey D. Let's go ahead and give a nice warm. Didn't that Nobu? No surprises there. Didn't that Nobu place the Joey D?
No, I did at the beach. I did at the beach. The beach is, Nicole and I take the dog there. That's like our spot. So it was sentimental. And then the Nobu was just a nice cherry on the top.
He happened to run into Adam Sandler in the
I did.
Bathroom.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw him in the men's restroom. He walked in and he looked at me and he goes, "Hey, nice to see you." And I'm looking at myself like, I was like, "Hey, nice to see you too." And I look, I'm like, that is Adam Sandler.
He pulled the reverse Ken Rosenthal on Joe, Bob.
I gotta tell you, it's one of the best lines I've ever heard. I go, Bob, as someone from in the public eye saying "nice to see you," it makes a person, whether you know them, because he definitely knew, no idea who the fuck I was, but it makes you feel acknowledged and it makes you feel appreciated. So right out of the gate, he said, "Oh, it's good to see you too." And then
that's
he was
good,
wearing
a good omen for the marriage. Has to be just a good omen.
I'm telling you right now, I should have asked for a photo or told him about Bob to Sports and,
you know what?
And pitched him a Happy Gilmore Bob to Sports episode.
Well,
how good would that have been, Bob?
The bathroom wouldn't have been the place for that, but I do think those are one of those guys. There's certain guys where you just take the picture, like where you have to ask. I think you could have. I think that's one of those where you really, really want to ask. He's known as one of those all-time good guys. It's like Keanu Reeves, Adam Sandler.
I feel like he might have, like I might have had a chance if I would have been like, "Hey, you know what? We have a golf channel, this and that. We'd love to have you on." He might at least be like, "Oh, what's the channel called?" Like he might be, sometimes you got to throw up a Hail Mary. At least you get a passing appearance.
I think the venue is, that's a tough venue. The being in the men's room kind of makes it a little more difficult.
Yeah, I will say the restrooms in Nobu, it's like you're in a Japanese palace. I mean, it's huge. There's bamboo everywhere. It's very serene.
Like me and Joe were playing Riviera Country Club one time with a guy who was a member there. And we drove by Adam Sandler's house on Riviera. And Joe looks up at it and Joe goes, "You know, Bob, I'd really like to connect with him sometime."
Yeah.
I did.
Yo, so he
did. That was kind of like when I said I really like what I'm seeing out of Pebble Beach.
Yeah. Well, we got ourselves an engaged Joey D. Now, here's the thing, Mikey. Joe keeps saying that, and he said it to you, too, that he's going to do something really quick and easy and small for the wedding. Mm. I don't think so.
Neither do I think
we're looking at a bougie, big time
black tie.
You got to be dressed nice.
And I think that's the way that you should do it, Joe. I think this should be a big, big thing with a big altar.
Well, you know, now I got to start reaching out to see if I can get some things sponsored for the wedding. I maybe Constellation Brands would be the first I'd hit up. If I could get the booze taken care of for the wedding,
Fireball, I'm sure I'll stock your wedding.
I'm telling you right now, I almost want to put a story up on just to see like what kind of I would take napkins. I would take china.
Joe,
I would take any.
Joe, please don't. I'm asking you not. Please.
Why?
Don't. Just don't do it.
It's a way that I can contribute to the wedding because I'm not going to be doing much of the planning, Bob. And I also think I want to do it at a golf course. I think a golf course would be a nice venue to do it at.
I think that's fun. Mikey likes what he's seen out of Pebble Beach.
Oh, very much so. Very much so.
Yeah, Pebble Beach. No, we're gonna do it in Vancouver next.
It
year
is gonna be in Canada. It's gonna be in Canada. Okay.
I was gonna have Mikey do a multiple choice on where it would be.
Holly predicted Vancouver, Canada.
It's the right place.
It makes sense because both of our families are from there, so it's easy. But that being said, like it'll be cool for someone like Mikey to come to Canada for the first time and experience the wonders that is Vancouver.
I've been to Montreal. I've been to
Montreal's a great city.
Montreal, yeah. By the way, is known to have great bagels.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a bagel. Their pastry, their bakery, baked goods are very good.
Different style of bagel though, but they happen to be known for the bagels.
Smaller, a lot smaller.
They're the Canadian version of France.
Thing? Are you going to get all the sponsors for the way? I could see him doing this.
Well, no, not all, but I think big ones. Like if I could get like a golf course venue to give me a discount, or if I could get like the booze is a big one, man. If I could get Constellation Brands, which by the way, they're already basically in
cahoots. Imagine you go to his wedding, and instead of like the past champagne, they just have past fireball shots as soon as you walk in. You're going to know right away that, you know right away what happened there.
So maybe I get in touch with a catering company that's a fan of the Brilliantly Dumb show. I mean, the possibilities are really endless, Bob.
I mean, watch, we're going to, if this guy rolls out 10 sponsors to his wedding and then we're waiting for this one for the Brilliantly Dumb.
Well, no, Bob, it starts with the wedding. You know who I should hit up? I should hit up Cousins Maine Lobster to get some lobster spread for the venue. That would be really nice.
We've given Cousins Maine Lobster every single chance to come spawn. We really have. I mean, if they want to
do Bob, you banged us by turning down the main trip.
I didn't bang.
If we had taken them up on the main trip, I think we'd be sponsored.
Yeah.
We would be locked in if we took the main trip. Look, you don't think so?
Oh, I think it would have helped.
I think it would have helped. But we didn't need to go to Maine to go, let's call a spade a spade. It was already, the offer was thrown out there.
The olive branch was extended. We didn't take it.
I wasn't going to Maine. I stand by.
Why? What's wrong with Maine?
I just.
You've been to Cincinnati.
I'm not saying that it wouldn't have helped, because I'd be crazy. It would have helped, but what, to get, five
out? I would have loved to see little Dom eat succulent lobster for the rest of his life at no charge. Would have been very nice.
I don't think it would have been if it was a lifetime lobster deal, I would have walked to Maine.
So you walk into Joe's wedding. I can picture it now. The past chilled fireball shots. And then you look to the left, and it's just a gigantic live lobster tank where they ask you to pick out your lobster for the evening. And it's got the big cousins.
That sounds phenomenal. Does that not sound phenomenal? Would you not be happy?
I'll be happy with anything.
They're going to have photographers and cameras rolling. I guarantee you I get more footage than any of those photographers walking.
It's going to be a problem.
I am going to have a camera.
Bob, some of your best content to this day was at your sister's wedding when you were going off on the dance floor and going nuts. Remember that?
He was amazing, dude.
He was on fire.
When it comes time to get on the dance floor, I get on there.
That's good.
I care for
Bob is a great wedding guy.
Women love that. Even my wife to this day, women love the guy who goes to the dance. Now, there's a big difference. Like, you don't want to be the guy who's like over the top, like thinks you're a professional dancer on the dance floor. But they love like somebody who's willing to try and who's willing to go out there and just give it all they got, leave it on the field type of deal. They love
that. You know, one of the greatest feelings in the world, and I've never felt it, is when you're on like a wedding or some kind of big event and there's a big circle that forms and you get to go in the middle of the circle and break down a couple moves and everybody's impressed. I don't have that kind of talent, but I would imagine that's got to be one of the best feelings when you break down some kind of juke or jive in the middle of that formation and people start going nuts. Bob, you could be that guy.
What they did at my cousin's wedding was they did it at West Virginia. Apparently that was the thing they did in college where they spin a bottle. Everybody goes in the circle and they spin a bottle, and whoever the bottle lands on, you got no choice, but you got to get up in there and start. I came in, I did the Ray Lewis dance.
Did you really?
I kind of blacked out because you got to
commit. That's awesome. Tell you what, I would 100%.
What would you do, Mikey?
I don't know. If I tried to do to Ray Lewis at my age now, I think
not Ray Lewis, but what would be the go-to move?
I think I would give it. I would probably go. I had a move back in the day at DJs. I forget what the move was. It was like the running man in place. I would just start sprinting in place.
That's good.
Really good. It was good. Now people will tell you it wasn't good, but it was good.
Mike, you look like you do a good fist bump in your day too. A little one of these. The Jersey Shore spec.
You don't think DJ's Mikey D.
Remember when Mikey was like jacked beyond belief?
Yeah. Those were the Let me tell you the something. This guy was looking for somebody to look at him the wrong
way. That's not true. That is not
Bob, do you have the photo of him? Do you have the photo of him with the
course
shirt?
How many times are we going to pull that fucking photo up?
It's a classic.
Dude, you look like Mr. Olympia.
I'm going to tell you the problem. Here's the problem. When you are my stature, okay? And I'm not saying this with any pomposity. I'm not saying this with any ego whatsoever. When you're my stature, it becomes very difficult. You walk a very fine line because if I say anything to someone smaller than me, which 90% of the population is smaller, I look like a gigantic asshole. Always. I'm always going to be in the wrong. Always. That's not easy. It's not easy to live that way, Bob. It's not.
I till this day, I say it all the time. My biggest regret in life was meeting Mikey V and mentioning how tall he was. It's the biggest, because he's mentioned it, and you hang around Mikey V and you do see people react to him about his size. And I don't blame him that it's nonstop. It's nonstop.
Like I'm a sideshow freak or something. Yeah, that's how I feel. It is.
Well, look, I do. Yeah. What he says then about the somebody who's short too, I get it. He can't say that. I do understand that.
Right.
And if you don't mind, I'd also like to put up the clip of Mikey V and Shaq next to each other while we're on here. So that's also, by the way, great photo.
That is a good photo. But I like the one where
Brilliant and Dumb Show is brought to you by Ring Doorbell. Ring Doorbell. If you want to feel secure at night, keep the kids tight, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. Go buy yourself a Ring Doorbell, the most home security specialists at Ring Doorbell.
The Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by Aquafina Water. Why Aquafina? Because Dasani, Poland Spring, and everything else wasn't available. Aquafina Water. Drink fresh today. Joey D, what do you got for us?
Brilliant Dumb Show is brought to you by Oscar Mayer, because we're wieners and we know it.
See, he's pushing for the sampler for the wedding.
Those little mini wieners.
I really want Oscar Mayer for my wedding.
For the cocktail wieners, Joe. Sure. It's a classic wedding staple, past hors d'oeuvre, the cocktail wieners.
We should have done for the top five this time, the top five past hors d'oeuvres at a wedding.
Could do that. We could save that, though. That's a good one to keep in the shoe.
That's a real good one.
I think we did do that one. I think we did do that one. I think Jeez, you're right.
We've done
bacon,
everything.
Bacon wrap scallops, I remember. Lamb chops, I remember. We definitely did that.
Dim cocktail.
Yo, how much time am I getting on the mic at the wedding? That's my concern.
You're going to have a speech. It's up to you.
Okay. All right. But is it a half and half with Bearzol?
Well, yeah, you'll each get a speech, or you could do it together. Whatever the hell you want to do, that's up to you.
That's gonna be a tough follow. If Bob goes first, that's gonna be a tough follow.
Listen, Bearzol is a great public speaker.
He's got
a
personality.
He is. Yeah, I actually think the back to back. I think it'll be some of the best speeches we've seen in a long time. I really do.
You know, my cousin's having me do. He wants to do a roast for the night before he decided to get married in Zihuatanejo, Mexico. I love him dearly. The worst guy to roast, because everything I say to him that following week when he comes home from the honeymoon will be said, held against me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Roast. To where, like, I feel like people always think a roast is a good idea, but then, you know, somebody gets up there and then somebody says, you know what I mean?
Roast can get very crazy.
Well, what's offside in a roast? Like, how do you know to not take it too far?
Traditionally, nothing. If you watch those old Dean Martin celebrity roasts, nothing was off limits. And it was like everything. Like, they could never, ever have that on TV now. Everybody would get canceled. Everybody. Making fun of people's races, genders, religions. But they were all making fun of each other, and they all loved each other, and they were all laughing about it. See, people back then could laugh themselves. People now, they have a very, very difficult time laughing.
Well, the world's gone very too serious.
I'd love to get roasted and watch you guys go up there. And
I think if we roasted Bob and we brought out, like, if we assembled like the dais for Bob's roast would be unbelievable. If we assembled the right dais, it would be incredible.
What's the dais?
The dais is the group of people that are the roasters.
Okay. You imagine Dickie Gass in a roast? Oh. That'd be a problem.
No. I mean, now who would be the top five that you would pick to roast me? I mean, you two, obviously.
Gotta get us two, Perez.
Yep.
You gotta get Jet.
Jet.
ticket. You got to get Jerry Don's got to be on there.
Yeah.
Jerry Don's got to be on there.
Wow, the Don.
Yeah, the Don would have to be on there.
Now, huh? Joe, maybe, look, I don't want to ruffle any feathers by any means, but maybe if Mikey doesn't get his way to the altar, which is still being talked about, maybe we could get him a couple minutes on the mic. I'm not pushing for the altar, but I would push it. I think Mikey V would be very, very good on the mic, just something to consider.
You know what?
I'm not overstepping any more boundaries.
No, you're good.
I'm a guest. I'm a guest. I'm on the guest list. I'm just going to show up. I'm going to have a good
absolutely
time.
You're a guest of honor.
What? What are you holding?
What?
It's a pen. He's holding a pen, Bob.
My football pen?
Oh, man, you're something else, man.
What's the problem? I've had this pen forever.
You know what was actually funny is Nicole and I were walking the other day, and she goes, you know, I saw that you turned down Mikey V as a groomsman, but you know, maybe it'd be funny if he would be the officiant. I'm like, wow. let's not even.
Why not? If you let me say something right now, Joe. If you don't think that I would take that responsibility very seriously and do a hell of a job, you're mistaken. If you think I would take that lightly and make a joke out of it, you're wrong. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't be like, and today we're here.
No, Joe.
In all honesty, he would do a perfect mix of making it comical, but then serious, where you're having a moment where it's not about him. Like he does.
Maybe Mikey could be the MC of the wedding.
Well, now you got demoted. You just got demoted.
What do you mean demoted? MC's one of the most important things of the whole wedding.
That's a big job.
That's a massive job.
You got to announce everything. You got to announce the bride's parents. You got to announce the groom's parents.
I think
you got
to announce.
I actually would consider that.
Now that's interesting.
He would have to be there before the wedding and involved, and know, like, it would be a lot
this is part of it though. That's part of it.
What we do is I get like someone else in the family whose knowledge of the family could be shared with you, and you could co-MC as the wedding.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he wants to do a co-job.
I see why he would want me to co-MC, because I don't.
He doesn't
know
any of the family.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. But I'll tell you, Joe, if you don't think he would do his research, he
could just make up some really like funny things, though. I'm saying
you got to do speeches for, you had to introduce different people and the bridal parties and stuff. You need to know. You'd have to have that information privy to you before.
I would have flashcards. I'd have some flashcards. I would make some flashcards.
I will talk to Nicole about that. I will actually think about that. I think that could be the play.
I'll tell you what I think is a.
And by the way, Bob, that's a big.
No, it 100% is. 100% is.
But if you had the option of the altar or the MC, what would you pick?
Me?
Yeah. Because MC is pretty big.
MC's actually a lot of work, to be honest.
Yeah, I would pick MC. You know, the altar thing is a funny joke. I mean, people are making. I mean, people are going insane. They're taking the ball.
There was messages on my engagement.
I've been getting it a ton, man.
It's been not. And listen, I think it's like people don't understand. And I was very blatant with just the no last episode.
That was tough.
And maybe
that was tough.
Yes, okay, that's
that
fine.
That was a dagger.
Roll a clip back. Let's just roll that clip back real quick, Joey D.
Mikey, you would be on the altar for me.
Why do we need to even bring that up again?
I think Cutsy may be turning a corner on that, though.
I think too. I think you guys had a big weekend. Let me ask you, Joe, does the altar change now?
No.
Not even any consideration.
What are we talking? We're talking about people that I've known for my entire life.
I'm just saying, like, you couldn't consider, like, upping the party one person?
What are we doing here, Bob?
I'm not going to beg, Bob. I'm not going to beg.
I think in context, it was maybe a little bit of a, it was not the kindest response. And I do apologize.
That's okay.
But I think people need to understand the context is, how would it feel like to someone who's been a long-term friend of mine? For many years, and they get the boots.
That's 100. But I said that, though. I said there's only two ways it could happen. There's only one way it could happen. It can't be a subtraction. It could only be an addition.
Yeah.
You'd have to increase the party. And if the party's already large, there's no need for that. I have no problem, no issue with moving forward. The plan we have may be a good plan. It may work
Mikey out. MCs could be the biggest thing to come out since sliced bread.
Could be.
He's got a big presence. Everybody would see him at the front.
If you need people to shut up and sit down, I could do that.
Maybe there's too no powerful.
No.
Possibly.
Make it fun.
I think you do very good job.
Here's the next question, Joe. Sure. This is another big question now. Of course, with planning a wedding comes planning a bachelor party. I mean, that's just the next, next thing that has to be thought of. Are we thinking bachelor party, or are we thinking joint bachelor, bachelorette party? This is a question that has to be asked.
What?
Okay. That's the reaction I was looking for. You don't act like you haven't seen people do the joint bachelor, bachelorette party.
No. A bachelor golf weekend like no other.
Okay.
And we're going to be, and by the way, I think between the organizational skills of Bears on Bob's connections together, it could be one of the greatest bachelor parties that we've had years.
No, I agree with it, but the expectation level is going to be very, very
high. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I'm saying that if we go to Scottsdale, he could contact True North and we could be playing a good round of golf, like no problem.
You know, Bob, I like True North, but we couldn't get on Augusta for the bachelor party. I know you have some connections now.
I'm saying it would be a lot of fun.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brandon Dumb Show is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com. Whether you are in a funk in your life, you need somebody to talk to, somebody to help you get back on track, BetterHelp.com is the place to go. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BDS today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BDS for 10% off your first month. Go over to BetterHelp.com, get everything back on track, and do it the right way. Talk to somebody today. BetterHelp.com.
All right, let's head on over into our buy and sell of the week here, ladies and gentlemen. What did you see of the week that you did not like? What did you see of the week that you liked? Let's start. Joey D, buy or sell?
Yeah, this one is not going to sit well with a lot of people. And a lot of people are not going to be happy with this. But you know what? As always, I'm going to say it as I see it. And I'm going to speak on behalf of a ton of other people's perspective who are scared to speak out.
Yes. I know where you're going with this.
Selling.
Mike, do you want to say on three that we each think that he's going to go?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It's an absolute sell.
It's
a sell.
Yeah, it is.
And I said it on the Sportsman and it was like maybe a little bit of shock. She is ruining football. God bless her. I'm happy that she likes this young man. I hope that they're happy. Maybe they'll live to their old together and have bountiful children and families.
Yeah, that being said,
this is a PR stunt. This is going to benefit both of them. They're going to make a lot of money off of this. And you know what? She don't give a shit about the football, man. She don't care, man. She's there. She's getting the airtime. She's talking to Blake Lively the whole time. I bet you she doesn't even know the rules of football. And that's fine. I don't hold that against her. What I don't like is now all these people all of a sudden take interest to football because she's at a game. And I can't even watch the broadcast without it panning every 5 minutes on Taylor Swift. Show me the game. I don't care who's in the stands. They show her more than if the president of the United States goes to the game. It's outrageous, man. And you know what? It's like now all these people are saying, oh, Kelsey's a somebody now because of Taylor Swift.
No, but that's a trend. But what you're talking about is a TikTok trend.
She had these denim shorts on last night with like diamonds down them.
Yeah.
They retail for $1,200. And the store that sells them sold them for 40% off only for last night because I guess they knew she was going to wear them. They sold out instantly. The whole thing is dirty.
Do you know that the Travis Kelce jersey sales have gone up 400%?
Yes. Yeah,
400%.
He gained almost a million followers extra on social media in a week. Yeah.
It's outrageous, man. And you know what? Why do we care? Why do we care who these athletes are dating or engaged to or married? It don't change. We're there to watch them play the sport that we love. I don't care. Now, Bob cares. I know Bob likes that. I know he does. You're into that whole trend with the TMZ shit and all like the pop culture stuff.
Well, you know what my thing is that it doesn't I see what you're saying. I see it. But at the same time, like when you really do think about it, it's not affecting game flow. It's like instead of.
The Chiefs score a touchdown. They pan right to Taylor Swift, even if it isn't Kelce. She's the offensive coordinator. Yeah. Outrageous. Might as well just put a headset on her at this point.
I don't think it affects.
She should call the plays.
It doesn't affect the game, I think, as much as people are making it out to be. Yes, they're all talking about it, and you got to sign on to Twitter and see that. But I don't think it affects the game as much as people are saying. I'm not saying that it isn't ridiculous, and both sides clearly know what they're doing. But I just don't think it affects it as much as people are making it out to be, Joey D.
You say that now, Bob, but wait till there's the bad breakup and all of her millions of fans boycott the NFL, say that it's a pompous league,
but
that all this shit that's... That's what they'll do.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what they're going to boycott is the Brilliant Dumb Show. In the meantime, they're fine with the NFL.
You know what? Maybe this is the best thing we need. Maybe it'll skyrocket us off the charts because we'll get noticed.
Could be. I'll tell you the...
And no PR is bad PR, Bob.
It's like the first time the joke was ever told.
Now, am I right, Mikey?
Bad press is good press, as they say.
Yeah.
The two biggest beefs of all time would be the Kelce versus the Swifties would be one, but the ultimate beef that was the best was Kelce versus Hasbulla.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. Where's that guy gone, by the way? He started attacking his cat, and now nobody talks about him anymore.
You think he disappeared because of you? Partially?
No, I had nothing to do. I just called it as I saw it. I saw this guy. They're going to find out some dirty shit about this guy, that he wasn't as cute and cuddly and nice as he personified. And you know what? He'd be gone with the wind.
Can I say, Kelce, take that?
Cute and cuddly.
I'll tell you, Kelce, take that I think actually aged pretty well, that I hated in the beginning.
The Michael Buffer.
I'll always tip the cap when it's time to tip the cap. What's that?
What is it?
It's
Buffer.
Bruce Buffer being a little full of himself. Now, I think Buffer is amazing for the UFC. I really great. Do.
I think he's awesome.
But Mikey, if you watch his stuff, mm-hmm. Some of it, now I'm a big UFC guy. I think he's amazing for the UFC. Some of his stuff, he does come off a little pompous.
Definitely
does. Yeah.
He thinks he's more special than a $2 bill.
I don't know what to say to follow.
I gotta sell. We've sold them, we bought them back. And I want to sell them again. I am selling.
Not YouTube again.
No.
I want to go back, and I want to now.
It's good, Bob.
We bought them. We bought them. I'm selling them again. Because on the quad box, they're not giving you the full options. And it's not because it's just a local broadcast. They pick what quad box you could get, when in reality, you should be able to pick the quad box that you want to have.
They do let you pick it.
What's that?
They do let you pick the quad box.
Get all that, but you don't get the options of all the game. Like you don't get the exact quad box that you want. It's in the orders that they want it in. Like they, but Mikey, it's a big thing. There's a couple games.
The bigger concern is that when the afternoon games come on, they don't update the quads on the options. It takes them very long to update.
Ah. They're back.
I mean, they're working out. Listen, guys, this is the first season of it. They're working out the kinks. It's like when Disney World first opened.
And by the way, we love YouTube. We love YouTube.
We love YouTube.
We do love you.
Your friend, love you. We love Mr. Beast, and we love YouTube. I'm going to double down on the sell Rodney Harrison, that take on Zach Wilson that he had, and the spot that he put Chris Jones in.
Chris Jones handled it magnificently.
Really did.
I didn't see it. What did he say?
I always liked Rodney Harrison. He tried to get Chris Jones to talk about how bad Zach Wilson is and called him garbage on the broadcast. And I get these guys got to be hard on some of the guys. What he did was a low blow move.
Yeah. I thought you hate Zach Wilson.
Which is like, well, as I don't think he's good. He's short sometimes on that.
So would you say he's garbage?
Sure, of course. Yeah, he's garbage.
Yeah, but Bob is not nationally televised announcing football. But Rodney Harrison in a post-game interview, national TV, brings Chris Jones on as the interview and was like, listen, be honest with me. He goes, you watch this guy's tape. You were probably expecting him. You were probably saying this guy's trash. He's terrible. And Chris Jones was not having it. He was like, no,
what did he say?
Like, listen, he was like, no, listen. He's like, Zach, you know, it's early on for him. Give him some time. He's like, he played really well tonight. And Rodney Harrison was just a total unprofessional mutant about the whole thing. He really was. It was bad. It was a bad look for Rodney Harrison. Yeah, who I believe has just since apologized.
Maybe Zach Wilson's talking to his mom.
He really had no choice but to, with how many people were against him for. And you're right, Mike.
Oh, yeah, he was getting ripped.
Jones handled it with clout, but he just put him in. It was such a low move. And I've always liked Rodney Harrison, but what a low move that was. Way too much. Mikey V by yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead this week, and my original thing was the Swifty thing, because I do think the NFL is getting out of control with they're making it. They're putting Chiefs are 2-0 since Swifties, whatever, on their flag head or masthead on the social media accounts. Just crazy, crazy shit. This week, I'm going to buy this week, and I'm going to buy something that's made its way into my bathroom. It's a new product, and I'm not looking for a sponsorship here, but I'm going to call it
Dude Wipes.
I see it. No, well, Dude Wipes is the greatest, and we know Dude Wipes is the greatest.
Dude Wipes could be sponsored.
If you need to wipe and you're a dude, you go ahead and buy yourself some Dude Wipes. But I've been using the Philips Sonicare toothbrush for probably the last, I would say, 20-plus years, and never used the Oral-B. Just would never convert over to the Oral-B. I said, I don't need the Oral-B. The Philips Sonicare is the way to go. And I got to tell you, I've been experiencing some, I wouldn't say difficulties, but, you know, just my teeth aren't where I want them to be right now. My gums aren't where I want them to be right now. I switched over to the Oral-B. Holly finally bought me an Oral-B toothbrush. She's like, look, I just want you to try this. The Oral-B blows the doors off the Philips Sonicare toothbrush. Your teeth feel better. It feels more fresh. That circular motion, there's no hardship on the gums. And the most underrated aspect is perhaps they've mastered the distribution of the toothpaste perfectly. You get your toothpaste distribution perfect every time because it's that pea-sized circle, and you can't, like, there is no liberty you take where you fill out the whole flat. Like, when the toothbrush head is long, you don't know what you're doing. You try and, like, cover the whole thing. That's not the correct amount of toothpaste, not the ADA recommended amount of toothpaste. It's the circular pea size. And I think that's an underrated aspect of the Oral-B. One of the most underrated aspects is the perfect size of distribution for the toothpaste. The toothbrush is phenomenal. I'm going to recommend it to anybody. I've switched to the Oral-B, and I'm all about it.
I'm in the market. Okay. So maybe
Bob, you don't use an electric brush.
No, I'm in the market. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I could be in the market very much so.
It's so much better, man. It feels like you go to the dentist. It's unbelievable.
With the electronic toothbrush, do you treat it like a normal toothbrush?
You hold it. You know what it's like? You ever go into like a hotel and they have those machines, or like the casino, where the machines that wax the floors, and they're
like the little floor Zambonis almost.
Yeah, you just hold it over your teeth.
Yeah.
And you just go like this.
That's another great thing. So if you put too much pressure when you're using the Oral-B,
it's not good. It's not good.
A ring lights up red around the toothbrush head. So you know you're using too much pressure. This Oral-B is
covered. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. They got it covered every angle. Every angle they've attacked. Every single one. And I respect.
So you're a changed man.
Yeah, I really like it. And I told Holly, and she, you know, she gave me the, you know, if you're married and your wife has told you to do something for X amount of years and you just ignored it and didn't do it, if you're actually going to admit that you made a mistake, you better just be ready to take that and own that.
Can I ask you something? Like, obviously, Holly's always right. And
That's right.
The way that it goes. And Holly has, I think Holly's IQ is right there, if not probably better than your IQ. And you have a very high IQ. I'm always talking, I'm not making fun of you. I've always talked about it. You have a very high IQ.
Mm-hmm.
I think of an argument going down too. And that is a clash of the Titans in the sense of you have two very logical people coming to the table. Out of your last 100 arguments, how many, although of course you've lost every one of them, how many would you honestly, out of your last 100, how many would you honestly say that you walked out of there and been like, that was mine? Like, I was.
Bob is just coming for the jugular.
out of the last 100, how many would I say that I walked away from saying, you know, I think I was right. This is not right. That I think I was
very few
in the right here.
Yeah, argument.
Won the argument? It's got to be in the teens, maybe. In the teens out of 100, maybe. Teens? It's got to be in the teens.
And then deep down, though, knowing that you were right out of the last
one. That's I would say, belief-wise, because I have a lot of belief in myself, I would say that's hovering around 70%, I believe.
Okay. Yeah.
But actually, one is in the teens.
That's a number that will start a fight. Like, if he said 90, it would have been okay. 70 is a legitimate. He took that question seriously.
You know what they say? I mean, this is a full transparency show. I'm not.
You know what they say, Bob? You know what they say? Perception is reality.
This guy's got problems, man.
Yeah, he does.
You know, I was watching we did the Guinness Challenge for Bob to Sports, and
that picture of him with the hat is the greatest. It is the greatest picture ever.
People were sending comparisons to me of me and Shea Guerrero, me and Jack Nicholas.
The Jack Nicholson was the Jack Nicholson from Anger Management is the best. So good.
This one where he's like this, where he's nodding. Yes.
We're all crazy in our own right. If you just watch Joe in this episode, he's crazy.
I'm also drunk.
Yeah, but it really comes out, and that's what makes the show go so great. What a wild human being, you know? Even when you laugh, it's wild.
You know, lately, Beardon, there's times where Bob just will be watching football or out, and he just watches me and just starts cracking up. I won't even have done anything. I'm just sitting there, and he just starts cracking him up, and I'll look at him like,
but what Bob, do? Bob does that, I feel like, with really, I've seen him do that with Perez. I've seen that him do that with me. Well, I've seen Perez, him do it with Jerry.
I mean,
I've seen him do it with Bob.
Flat.
Or with Joe. I mean, but Bob, I just think that's your humor, is observational humor. I just think you get a big kick out of just watching people in their habitat. It's kind of Bob is like the world is Bob's zoo, and he's just a visitor, and he comes in, and everyone's on display, and everyone's an exhibit for him. Just comes in and he just, you know, observes, and he just gets such a big kick out.
Yeah, you'll feed the chimpanzees.
Yes.
And you'll walk over to you know, the tiger pit and watch Bear Down.
Yeah.
And then he goes over and he watches.
Now we're going over to the Cutsy exhibit. Now we're going to the Perez exhibit.
Now
I need a little, now I need a little.
We're all behind glass.
Yeah.
Yep. Just acting like That's wild
correct.
Animals.
That's correct. That's correct.
That's good. Remember, there was one time where you guys were going at it on an episode. My dad always mentions that you guys were going at it on the episode, and I was like, man, this is a great episode. And then Mikey freaks out. He's like, yeah, it's a great episode because Bob's prize lions are out, and they're going.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah. Fellas, some possible news here on the way, by the way. Possible news in the works. We all spoke about it this morning, and I think – there will be more talks about it tonight. It looks like a very, very high possibility of a live Brilliantly Dumb show coming in November. And Mikey tossed
in around. New York.
Clap it up. Not official yet, but clap it up.
In New York City.
Mikey V tossed around the possibility of doing that. Lunas, which I think was great, or maybe an after party or whatever. But then we're also really thinking of doing an actual, you know, maybe somehow, some way, we could sell out a venue. Maybe we could do...
Live from the Jimmy Fallon Show. You have the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
But no? I think we could, you know, possibly. I think we could sell. I think we could sell, you know, do 500 to 1,000 seats.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, we could do
how great
that.
It would be that. Leaving that show with you guys when all the work is done and going to dinner after.
Wow. Bob's always got that dinner on his mind. Always has the dinner. And you know what? I do love that. I really do. I really do. One of the best features of Bob.
Frankie and Johnny's. Imagine if we did Frankie and Johnny's after the show.
Special.
You know? Rock and Roll Oysters. But it's not about us. It's about the fans who get to come. And how does that sound to you, Joey Dave?
I think a big Q&A would be fun. No?
No, I think that'd be good. I was waiting for Mikey to say something.
Why were you waiting for me? Why were you waiting for me?
The whole idea of having...
You asked Joe about his opinion about the show. Joe's answer was he wants to do a Q&A.
Well, I thought it was...
No, I said the whole reason to have fans in the audience is to get them engaged. When you do a good Q&A, you don't think that would be a banger?
I think the show would be great. I think we could do a little interactive. We could pick out maybe three possible top fives to do live. And then we, you know, say, all right, if you want to hear this top five, give me a round of applause.
Yeah.
You want to hear this top five? Give me a round of applause. You want this top five? Give me. And then we go based off the loudest round of applause, something along those lines. We'll get the people involved.
I could see before the show, Mikey walks up to like one quadrant of like the audience and goes like this and sees how loud they are. Then goes to the middle, then goes to the side, then back to the middle, then the side, then the other side. That's just get them all going.
What a good MC does.
I love that. Yep.
Yeah. I think that's something that we definitely can entertain. That I think has been awesome. And we've been talking about doing it for a long time. The problem is with those live shows, you do have to keep the crowd engaged. So many people do live shows of like live podcasts now. And the crowd that comes, they don't necessarily react great to just a podcast. Like if we were just doing this now, just talking to ourselves. You can lose them, that they'll start to talk. Remember we did the Corona one, Joe, and it was good, but you got to keep the crowd.
Well, yeah, you got to have like a slide show. That's why I think
the Q&A is a good idea, Joe. You got to let them interact.
You know, or you every so often you do like we start talking about a subject and then we could pan out and have like a big screen in the back and do a slideshow.
We could make that like
Mikey V freaked out during the show.
We could make that your feature, the Q&A, and we could call it Q&EH, like Canadian A. Q&A. Joey D's Q&A. I think that would be a good feature.
That's pretty quick. That's pretty good.
I do too. I think it would be really good. So keep an eye out on that. Again, nothing confirmed of now. But Joey D's got his hand up, so let's go to Joey D.
Could you imagine if we found a way where they could like buzz in, so like the top five, they could like rank it as we were doing the show?
Yeah, there's apps, by the way, that you could do that very
easily. Oh, that would be very amazing. Easy. We could see a live response to the top five.
There's a website that hosts like live voting, because I've been to like conferences and meetings where like they just go to
just
a website
put, like,
and they're
a
like
QR
go
code
to this hyperlink.
Seat.
Yes, go to this hyperlink and you could live vote. It's pretty cool.
And then
that'd be amazing.
So it gives us that, and then it gives us a day Sunday in the cave.
Wow.
Yeah. I think we're due for a trip. We always get that feeling when it's time to go visit Mikey. I think we're due.
Although, like, if the Bears are playing that day, I mean,
Bears won't be at the forefront. It's over for them, guys. It's over.
I will say, just to touch on it real quick, Mikey, don't you think, you know, you put it up there, the idea of now getting Caleb Williams and
Marvin Harrison.
I know. Attractive. That would be unbelievable.
I mean, listen, it's did I expect four games into the season that we'd have the number one and two overall pick projected right now? No, I didn't. Am I totally upset about it? No, I'm not. Do I think the organization could screw it up because they could screw up a cup of coffee? I do. I still think that if any organization is capable of ruining Caleb Williams, there's two, the Browns and the Bears. Those are two organizations I could, Bob, man, you had it. It's just a freak thing that happened.
By the way, Bob, do you know that Aaron Rodgers is trying to come back this season?
Yeah, he's a psycho.
He thinks he could play after week 7.
Yeah, well, he went to one of those voodoo doctors and they did some kind of experimental Achilles. They replaced his Achilles with a goat Achilles, and now he's ready to play in December.
If Rodgers plays after week 7, he is a testament of a man unlike any we've seen before.
He's not playing after week 7, you're saying?
After week 7.
But why?
Bob, he's walking almost already.
Did you see what he did yesterday? He's always got to be in the lineman. Did you see where he was on the crutches and he asked the guy to throw him the ball so that he could throw the ball real quick?
He looks good.
Yo. I mean, listen, I want him. I want him. I want him back. I wanted to watch. I wanted to watch that team so bad with him, bro. I really did. People are going to say,
they're a good team.
I'm not. They are a good team. And Zach Wilson played well last night.
They went toe-to-toe with the Chiefs last night.
He played better than Mahomes. He outplayed Mahomes for the most part. I mean, Mahomes made a couple clutch running plays. He did. There was a bullshit penalty. There was. But, Wilson stood toe-to-toe.
Salah looked like he was going to kill that ref last night.
The saddest. Yeah,
I mean, Salah should have killed that ref. That was horrible. Horrible. Horrible.
Done a lot of sick, crazy things. One of the craziest.
Maybe that ref was a Swifty.
After Rodgers got hurt, and then watching the Hard Knocks after week one, and rewatching Hard Knocks was one of the craziest things I've ever done. I regret it.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah,
it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. Look, I hope he comes back. I really do. All right, fellas. Today, top five. I had the top five for this, so I'll announce what we're going to be doing today. Today, we are going to be doing the top five all-time NFL personalities. Now, I do want to clarify, fellas, this is our top five personalities, right? Like the top five that we liked the most, right?
Correct.
Okay, we're all in agreement.
Is that after, like, they retired?
I mean, it could be now. Yeah, you could have something in now.
I have a little bit of a mix.
Okay,
I have mostly retired ones.
Yeah, so do I. In fact, I don't have a single current one.
Okay, good. I don't have a single current one playing either.
I don't either.
Good.
I could start us off.
Oh, I have one. I have one current one.
Go ahead, Bob.
Number five, I got Warren Sapp. We got Warren Sapp at number five. I thought he was a fucking character. Give me Warren Sapp at number five. Number four, give me Ocho Cinco.
That's a good one.
Ocho Cinco four, obviously.
He's a wild boy.
Yeah, and like, you know what? He wasn't – the reason I don't have T.O. in there, because to me, T.O.
He's a piece of shit.
Not to say that – oh, whoa. What'd you say, Joey D.?
I said, keep going with your top five.
Okay. I got Ocho Cinco at four. To me, T.O. was just too much to where I didn't enjoy
it. I think that's the whole point of the top five, though.
No.
I didn't enjoy it, though. I didn't. That sounds like somebody who's got T.O. in his
top five. I got T.O. High up there.
Ocho Cinco was a lot, but it never he never really.
Ocho Cinco wasn't as good either. T.O. backed it up. T.O. was a fucking. He was a stud. He was a stud.
I thought T.O.
Hall of Famer.
So I got him at four. And number three, I actually got Vince Wilfork.
I like Vince. I'm a big Vince guy.
Crack me up. I mean, he was a character. Even did some really funny commercials. Vince Wilfork at three. Number two, I got Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders, not to put him in the top five there. And then number one, I mean, this guy had a run of all runs in the Super Bowl. I mean, he was the guy, the whole Skittles thing. Marshawn Lynch, to me, was one of the funniest. Even the press that he had leading up to the Super Bowl here so I don't get fined. Just incredible. I got Marshawn Lynch at one. Now let's head over to Joey D.
I don't know how I'm going to do this in what order.
Five to one.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that.
Well, what does that mean? I don't know how I'm going to do it.
I've been going around.
Or you just listed people. You didn't have them in order already.
I don't know how to put them in order. Here's what I'm going to do. At number five, give me Terrell Owens.
Yeah. I have T.O.
I think he should be in that list. Whether you like him or you don't, the guy was definitely larger than life, doing sit-ups, doing an interview. I mean, it's outrageous.
Yeah,
he should be there. Terrell Owens at number five. Number four. This might not sit with everybody, but rest in peace, he's a legend. Tony Siragusa. I thought was he funny on the field, but as a broadcast, he was so funny. He brought a great perspective. It was like the lighter side. You could relate to him. I thought he was great. I got Tony Siragusa at four.
Who would have an issue with that? I think that's great.
No, really? I don't know if some people.
That's a good pick.
I like it.
People don't like that. They don't know football. It's a good pick.
And number three, I got Peyton Manning. I think Peyton Manning, whether you like him or not, he's got this dry humor that is just irresistible. I think he's hilarious personally. You know who loves Peyton Manning? He's the Ticket. Ticket loves Peyton Manning. But yeah. I find him very funny. What he did at what he did at the ESPYs a couple years ago when he took a jab at – who was it he took a jab at in the middle of the in the middle of the award show, and they were not happy with him. Oh, it was driving me nuts.
Yeah, I remember.
He went off on somebody, and they were not happy.
And Peyton even said, ooh, he didn't like that very much.
Yes.
Whoever that was. I forget who it was. She won. Take the joke. Kevin Durant.
It was KD. That's who it was.
How do you not laugh at yourself? You know what I mean?
He's so funny, dude. Peyton Manning at number three. Good call on Kevin Durant. By the way, another piece of shit. Number two, we got Marshawn Lynch, the Skittles King. This guy is great. He was not just a great football player, but he just brought entertainment each and every game. Hilarious. Whether you like him or not, I think he belongs at the top of the list. And number one, again, if you don't like him, I got Rob Gronkowski at number one. I think Gronk is just such a funny dude, so good at what he does, a Hall of Famer through and through, and he could kind of just embody any role he needed to. If he had to go on a TV show, if he had to do an interview after, he was always just hilarious. I think he deserves to be number one, and yeah, I mean, I think it's arguable, but I think he should be top three in almost everyone's list.
That's my honorable mention.
Okay. Number five, I have the Big Tuna, Bill Parcells. I think Parcells was one of the funniest, most in-your-face, tell-it-like-it-is, no-nonsense, no-bullshit. I mean, listen, that's the type of guy, I'm used to from growing up where I grew up. That was who he was. I mean, he was great. Number four, lack of personality equals a gigantic personality for this one. Give me Bill Belichick at four. Belichick's lack of giving anything makes him one of the most polarizing personalities ever in the history of the NFL. The lack of it, we're on to Cincinnati. And the smacking of the lips after every
answer. The hoodie.
Everything about Belichick is just, it's so good. Three, I got prime time. I got Deion Sanders at three. I think it's a no-brainer. He has to make the list. He is a polarizing personality as well. Number two, give me one of my former greats. Give me Mike Ditka at number two. I think Ditka created this whole romanticizing of the Chicago Bears in the 80s. He polarized that whole team, that whole franchise, the slick back hair, the aviator glasses, the cigar. He kind of was the first, real swagged out coach that I could think of that really reset kind of what you thought of an NFL coach. And then number one, I do have T.O. at number one. I do have T.O. The Sharpie, the pom-poms, the planting the football on the star in Dallas.
The popcorn?
Did I say the popcorn?
No, the pom-poms, the Sharpie, and the pom-poms.
The popcorn dump, planting the ball on the Dallas star at the 50-yard line, all the shit that he was doing when he was in Philly. I just think that T.O., the sit-ups in the driveway while he was training with all the reporters in his driveway.
That's my quarterback.
But here's the thing about T.O. He backed it up on the field every time he went out. That Super Bowl that they lost to New England with Philly when he was playing on one leg, basically, and the way he played in that Super Bowl, T.O. definitely loved the game, but T.O. was just an absolute psychopath. He's a psychopath, but I think to me, he's the biggest personality I could remember in the NFL. That's my list.
Jody, any issues there?
No.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see who. I don't think there was any terrible lists. I really don't.
Bob, you got Gronk honorable?
Gronk would be my honorable mention, correct?
Joe?
My honorable would be Deion Sanders.
Okay, reluctantly.
Yeah, you don't love that. You don't love that.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
I don't like the whole Colorado thing right now. Here's the thing. I respect Deion, but I'm not a big fan of him. I think he's good for football. There's no doubt about it. I just think it's all about him still. It's all about he's selling sunglasses. He's making money. He's not contributing to the money. Like everything he's making, he's just taking, you know? I don't know if he's really there for the kids. I think he's there for his kids. I don't think he's there for the other kids.
I'll take Lawrence Taylor. My honorable.
Whoa.
LT is my honorable. You talk about a personality, bro. You talk about a guy who's just a total psychopath. A little bit of trouble
with the law there.
Hey, listen, that was a different time for LT, man. The 80s. 80s
oh, I did not see that.
Yeah, LT, bro. LT.
My goodness.
I mean, Lawrence Taylor. You tell me, Joe, you wouldn't hang out with Lawrence Taylor back in the day if he sent you the invite?
I'd be scared if I said the wrong thing that he'd come after my neck.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's a personality, that's for sure. Gotta love LT.
Fellas, damn good episode. A big congratulations to Joey D. Keep an eye out for that wedding, man. My God. I think something in the title, we got to do Joey D wedding, something like that. Anything Joey D sells. Nowadays,
Joey D's getting hitched.
In there, it's going to sell.
Yep.
So there you have it. Congrats to Joey D. We love you, boys. I love you, boys. I appreciate you, boys. The Berlin Dome Show is brought to you by Cracker Barrel. Anytime breakfast, any way you want it. Cracker Barrel for a great value. We'll see you next time at the Berlin Dome Show.